on the phone with Matt. Hello, how are you today? I ask because I care. Oh, I care so fucking much. All right, so, you know, your weekend was great. Yeah, sure, blah, blah, blah. Mine was too. Except, so, okay, apparently I ate something bad Sunday. And that night, I woke up at like 1:30 and had the absolute worst shit. I should say shits, plural, for like an hour. I think in an hour's time, I shit 5 times. And it was all just like super soaker out of the ass. Oh my God. All liquid, mostly clear. And the pain that came with it, the raw ass, the, you know, from all the wiping and the fucking, the liquid fire that was shooting out of my bunghole. Oh my God. It was just, it was atrocious. It was travestic. Is that a word? It is now. It was a travesty, but it was like, it was of travesty, so it was travestic. That's my new word. Use it accordingly. Or appropriately. It was terrible. And my stomach was just, it was tore up. And like, so I take metformin for diabetes, and one of the side effects of that, which any person who takes it will tell you, is absolute terrible metformin shits. They suck. They're the worst. And what makes them terrible is you will get the feeling in your lower back, that pressure that you really, really, absolutely, 150% have to take a shit, like now. And then you'll go and you'll sit down, and that pressure will be all like your butt cheeks and your lower back, like all the way around to your lower stomach. It'll just fucking hurt. And you'll sit down to take a shit, and like you will push and push as hard as you can, breaking blood vessels in your face, neck veins popping out, push until you feel like your asshole is going to bloom and nothing comes out. And you'll do that for, or, you know, very little will come out. And you'll do that for like a half an hour. And then all of a sudden the pain goes away. And you're left there sitting on the toilet in a hot, sweaty mess because you fought for your life trying to get something to come out and nothing did. That is exactly what this was, except I hadn't taken metformin that day because I'm out. So it had to have been a bug of some kind. I was up every hour or two after that, taking another shit, and they were all the same. They were all just absolutely atrocious. And it lasted all day Monday. And, you know, usually I record this show a day in advance, at least, usually. And I post it that night so that it's like an all-day event, you know, the next day. Well, I couldn't do that. I couldn't do anything, man. All I did was shit, and it sucked. I limped around, holding my ass a lot. I could barely walk. Oh, God, it was terrible. I barely ate anything because I was afraid to. And, you know, it was just, I don't want to do it again. It was bad. So I also had like the inside cold, you know, when you're like sick and no matter what you do, you can't get warm because you're like cold on the inside. That's how I felt. Like I probably had a low grade fever. I'm going to say I did. I didn't check that theory because I don't have my thermometer with me. It's still at the old house. I lay down in bed wearing sweatpants, a hoodie with the hood over my head, covered up in a sheet and a blanket, and I could not get warm. And I finally got a nap, even though sleeping was very, very hard to come by. And when I did sleep, it was very light. But I finally got up out of bed, and all of a sudden I was like super hot. So I took all that off, and I was finally able to go get some Pepto. Actually, it was the store brand, and some store brand Imodium, and I literally washed the Imodium down with Pepto, and that helped. The Pepto actually helped with the stomach pains, and made me feel a little better, and the Imodium, I actually had to take a lot of to get it to finally kick in. And I was able to sleep last night, and today I've been kind of just dragging, but I feel 100% better. So here I am with a late, not as late as Friday's, but a late podcast nonetheless. And I'm, oh, by the way, this story is going to involve toilet talk. I'm a little late with the warning, right? You don't mind, right? You don't care. That's why you're still listening to this garbage. So that's where I'm at now. So here I am. Yay. Eating again. My asshole doesn't feel like it's actually coming around, getting better. So that's good. When I fart now, I have a little more confidence in doing so. That's always a good thing. Confidence while farting. That's a big confidence everybody needs. Especially in these dire situations. So I also mentioned last Friday's episode, which was on Saturday, that I was going to be doing this from my new studio. Because I was going to get that set up. Well, all the stuff that I ordered came in. This was a friggin' debacle. So all the stuff came in that I ordered, which was a microphone, a mic arm, a bendable arm that, like, radio stations use. And that's, like, my favorite part of the whole setup, honestly. And then a little teeny tiny mixer to plug it all together. So I get it all in. I hook it all up. And I go to test it out and nothing. And then I realize, like an idiot, this is how long it's been since I've messed with sound equipment. I had no cord plugged into the output. So it wasn't actually plugged into my computer at all. So I had to wait until this was Sunday. I got my equipment Sunday. And today, being Tuesday, I went to Walmart. They had the cords I needed. I was excited. They were relatively cheap. I picked them up, brought them home, hooked it all up, all excited and giddy, turned it on, and it was picking up like nothing. I mean, it picked me up finally, but it was so low. So I spent most of today, because I really wanted to record this on my new equipment. So I spent a majority of today so far trying to get this situation figured out. And what happened was I would like put it on Cool Edit. I would record myself on Cool Edit, which is what I use to do all of my audio work and stuff. And then I would amplify what I recorded 10 decibels each time, twice I would do it, to get the sound where I want it. And then the playback, there was this hissing, like, white noise going on underneath everything. And when I wasn't talking, that's all you could hear. It was terrible. If it isn't one thing, it's another. So I asked around, I went to Reddit and talked about that issue and how I had gone through all my settings, turned all of the audio things I could up to 100%, made sure the mixer, the output, and the input were both turned up all the way to 10. And I tested everything. I tested the microphone, it was fine. It was just nothing. I could figure out nothing. And somebody on Reddit told me that they looked up my mixer and they discovered it is not a microphone mixer at all. It is a line mixer. And I was misled by the name of the mixer. It's a cheap little shitty one, just like the microphone. I spent $30 and got a mixer, a microphone, and the mic arm. Yeah. 30 or 40 bucks. And so, the microphone's decent enough, I guess, if I actually get the right kind of mixer, which I will be doing soon. But I can't do my show until I get that done. I can't use the microphone. So, yeah. Just a little more waiting and I'll be okay. So that's what's been going on with me, and that's why I'm so late at getting this done. And I didn't really even have anything to talk about necessarily, except for, shitting myself to death, like I had diphtheria or something, and then the microphone issues. So, what I will do is take a little break, and when I come back, I'll just bitch about something that's been bothering me for a long time now. This is On the Phone with Matt, CNFU. On the Phone with Matt, welcome back. I'm gonna look up here. I have little notes sometimes, when I do the show. And I, you know, sometimes I just think of off the wall shit. But this has been bothering me for a while now. The internet is just kind of, and I'm not talking about the people online, I'm talking about the internet itself has just kind of lost its fucking mind. And, I remember in the 90s, late 90s, into the 2000s, all the websites had pop-ups, and everybody fucking hated pop-ups. And they hated them so much that pop-ups kind of started going away. And then for a while there, like 10, 15, 20 years, it like I'd say about 15 years, they were kind of to a minimum, like you wouldn't really see them in places on websites. And then recently, in the last 5 years or so, something happened. And I'm not sure what it is. Maybe a law was passed. I don't know. But some of these things that I see everywhere, it's just pissing me off. If I go to a website, I want to go to the website to see the content that I want to see. Okay? Now I'm inundated with like a million fucking pop-ups. They're back, and it's driving me nuts. Pop-ups, man. Fucking pop-ups. Websites just don't give a shit anymore. The biggest one, cookies. This website uses cookies. Click yes to accept. Like, I don't give a fuck if you use cookies. Who does? And if you do, figure it out. But for the rest of us, just show me the fucking content. Use your cookies. And why is it every time I go back to the website, I have to see the same goddamn thing? If I clicked yes once, where are the cookies of me clicking yes? Save that shit. When I come back, I don't want to see it again. Oh. And then every fucking website wants to send you notifications. Click yes, click no. Why are you making me do all this extra fucking work? I'm sick of it. Everybody's mouse arm, everybody's mouse wrist is going to be like super ripped in a couple years from doing all the moving the mouse around to click yes, click no, click accept. Fucking cookies, man. Sends you notifications. Join our mailing list. Save 30% if you join our mailing list. No. If I wanted to join a mailing list, I'll fucking find out where to do that at. Don't shove it in my face. Kind of fucking sick of that. I never liked being, you know, preached to by anybody before the internet. I damn sure don't want to be preached to now by anybody, including the fucking internet. Join our mailing list. Get it out of my face. And why does every fucking website need to know my location? Okay, here's what needs to happen. These computers, these operating systems, even maybe the browsers, I don't know. Somebody, and maybe this is a thing already. If it is, let me know, please. You can email me on the phone with Matt at gmail.com. Send me an email and let me know what the fuck is going on. But there needs to be an option where you can set your preferences for all this shit ahead of time. Cookies, yes, I accept. On any website that uses them, which is all of them, which makes this little pop-up message, it doesn't fucking matter. If every website uses cookies, if I'm using the internet, then obviously I don't give a shit. Send you notifications, that should be on this. Yes, any website that wants to send me notifications, go the fuck ahead. I don't care. Join mailing list, don't want to see it, click that box. Know your location? Here's my location. Input all this data into every website I go to. Let it check this little form when it loads. And then no pop-ups. One of the fucking worst, is all these websites that have a little help chat box in the bottom right of the screen. And it always pops up. What can I do for you today? Get the fuck out of my face is what you can do for me. Can I help you find anything? You can help yourself getting the fuck off my screen. If I need help, I know how to find the support button. All of this shit. Is interrupting me looking at the content. Why have content at all then? If that's not the most important part of having a website, no, apparently it's to tell me you accept cookies or send me notifications, join a mailing list, know my location, ask if I need help. Do I want to subscribe? No, fuck you. If I subscribed, I'd still be getting fucking messages like YouTube. Oh, YouTube. Fucking YouTube, man. If you tell them you do not want to try their TV service, you already know. They're going to ask you every fucking time you go to YouTube. Yes, try my free trial. No, skip the free trial. I don't want to do it. Make it a button at the top of the screen or in a menu or something. Start a free trial. Great. The pop-up is completely annoying and completely unnecessary. And because you keep asking me, the more you ask me, the less I want to do it. The only reason I want to do the free trial is to hopefully have you quit fucking asking me to try a free trial. I'll only accept it to cancel that pop-up. I won't use it. I won't use the free trial. I have no desire to. Man. It's just too much shit. It's too invasive. using the internet used to be halfway fun back in the day. Now it's just a hassle. It's a task. How many things am I going to click no on before I can get to the content that was supposed to be a 5-second thing? Now it's a 5-minute thing because I got to click no on everything. Can't even see the fucking screen because of all the pop-ups. And they're not even of ads. They're of fucking website of website bullshit. Ugh. And all this unnecessary, like, on YouTube, every fucking video. Like and subscribe. Don't forget to like and subscribe. There's one thing that will guarantee I will not like or subscribe. And that's it. I have no subscriptions on YouTube. I do like certain things, but that's just for my benefit to have it in my likes list. I have never, ever, ever watched a video on YouTube and was about to close it out without doing anything and hear them say, make sure to like and subscribe. And I go, oh yeah, I should do that because I wasn't going to before. I didn't even think about it before. I didn't consider that. I've never been to YouTube before, ever. But since you mentioned it, let me do that. Thank you for reminding me. Like and subscribe. How fucking thirsty are you? Especially these motherfuckers that got millions of subscribers. Jesus, let it go. We know how to subscribe and like already. It's fucking 2021. YouTube's been out for 200 years at this point. We know. Babies are born, and on the second day, they learn how to use YouTube. We fucking know. Let it go. Oh, man. Can I sigh any harder? Yeah, I probably could. I'm good at it. Another thing that bothers me. The thumbs up emoji. Fucking everybody hates it. But people still use it. How can you use the internet at all and be completely oblivious to the fact that everybody fucking hates the thumbs up emoji? It's so smarmy. It's so sarcastic. Every time I see it, it's like you're going, hey, thanks. Fuck you. Okay, cool, great. And then these notifications on like Instagram. You have so many followers that you don't follow back. Thanks, great for fucking telling me. What was the purpose? What was the purpose? I have followers. I mean, there's people I am following. Obviously, I know how to follow people. Obviously, I know how to follow people. If I have followers that I haven't followed, it's because I don't want to. And then you're stupid ass.
You have so many followers, you don't follow back.
I have so much ass, you're not kissing. Shut the fuck up. Twitter. These people tweeted this. Well, fucking good for them. I hope they tweeted. That's what this whole website's for, is tweeting. And Twitter, they have one of the worst ones. If you close something out, like a notification that you didn't want, these people tweeted this. So, you close it out, and it'll say, see less often. That's your option. They know that you don't want to see it at all. They know that. But they're still going to force their shit on you. Because fuck you. That's why. The internet is such a shitty fucking place right now. It's like that annoying part of town you don't want to go to. But sometimes you do because they have like the best sushi place. I can't, man. I really just, I want to rid myself of the internet, but I can't. That's why I'm hoping for a fucking apocalypse or something that takes, that takes down all the servers and shit, so there's no choice but to have no internet. That's what I need in my life. I need to live in a cave to get just get away from all this shit. The internet, it's just so... It's like it's doing its best to be as annoying as fucking possible. I can't do it anymore. Every day that I get on the internet... Now I'm poking around on my phone, so if you hear something, that's why. Every day I'm around on the internet, I'm just like even more pissed off. Start off the day, oh, let's see what's on the internet. And like 10 minutes later, I'm burning the house down and fucking stabbing my dog in the eye. And it's all because of fucking, accept these cookies. Join my mailing list. We want to know where you're at. Do you want notifications? And that was like, you know, one website. Maybe I'm just doing research on something and I want to see if you have the information I need. Give me a second to look before you fucking cover me up with all your bullshit. And the best part is when the website won't even fucking load because it has so many things trying to load first. All these pop-ups. The content on any website now is secondary. It is. The content is secondary. All this annoying bullshit, it's first. That's what matters most to these people. You getting your notifications, them knowing your location, you joining their mailing list so you can get inundated with all of their fucking emails that you don't need. Seriously, if every website I visited sent me emails and I read them all, I would never stop reading emails. That's like, why do they send us the shit they send us? Just to keep people on their mailing list in case an important update happens and they need to get the memo out. I leave all of these fucking emails. I unsubscribe from all of them. The less I'm contacted, the better. I'm getting a work from home job just so I don't have to leave the fucking house. The less I got to talk to people or see people or be amongst people, the better. I'm going to start having my groceries delivered here. The only thing I'll ever need to leave the house for is to do my laundry. And until, you know, I get a washer and dryer here, then I'll never leave the fucking house. I'm going to sell the car, lock the doors permanently. Good luck. You can pry me out of this fucking house by my cold dead weight. Pry out of my cold... No. You get the idea. Well, that felt good, getting that off my chest. Thank you for listening to all that, if you have. And if you haven't, then I guess what I'm saying now is kind of null and void, right? Here's what you can do. On Friday this week, you can listen to my new podcast episode, and you can also tune in to Aneurysm Radio, my new online radio station. I've been testing it out for the last week and a half. Everything's looking good. It's pretty much good to go. And Friday, December 3rd at noon Eastern Standard Time, that's when we launch officially. Right now it's offline while I kind of, you know, fine tune everything, I guess. Add more music, a lot more music. And I think right now I have just over 100 albums, like pretty much full albums on there, downloaded or uploaded to the servers. That's a lot of music, man. Took a week and a half to do that. And I'm going to add a lot more by Friday, hopefully. So do that if you want to. If you want to check it out, join me for that. That would be awesome. You can also check out aneurysmradio.com. That's where you can listen. It's the only thing on the page is just Aneurysm Radio and the player. So you can actually click the little arrow in the top right corner of the player and it'll pop out. You can close that or minimize it. You can go to any other website you want and continue listening to the radio. It's awesome. And it's free. Yeah, check that out. That's it, I guess. Yeah, check out the website for here. onthephonepodcast.wordpress.com. Or, you know, again, you can email me onthephonewithmatt@gmail.com. And, I'll talk to you Friday. Have a good week, everybody.